Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun.
Good morning, everybody. I just received this from Joseph the intern. It is Ralph purified drinking water. That's right, folks. That's my beverage of choice this morning. Happy to have it. It's nice and cold, too. Nice. Plastic bottle. I'm going to enjoy drinking this throughout the show. Matt, I'm so happy that we're supporting this kind of beverage here at the show.
Very
nice to know.
We do what we can.
This is nice. This is good. I love you. I love you, water. Good morning, everybody.
I never want to hear that again.
Welcome to November. Come on, Vic. Welcome to November.
Welcome to November.
Hey, welcome to November.
Welcome to November.
Welcome to November.
Welcome to November.
It's the second last month of the year.
Time for some turkey.
It's the second last month of the year.
Time for some turkey.
Wow. All right. Thank God Halloween is behind us. Doug Lusenhop, DJ Doug Pound, fresh off the road, back yesterday here in the studio.
Good morning.
I create space for drops, ladies and gentlemen. I give space. That is part of my generosity. That is the foundation of my generosity. Begins with giving space
to
those who need it. Victor Boyge. The Burgermeister is here, the fourth, Mr. Man with the Jeff Goldblum's The Fly headphones on.
Great to be here. Let's have some fun. Let's get cracking.
Oh, man. Holy moly.
Wow.
Let me just go through the show for you today. We got Steph Tolev, who I'm excited to talk to. She's staring at me right now, and she's laughing. She's enjoying herself. We're going to get to her in a minute get into what's going on with her, the queen of filth. So ask the children to go in the other room because it's going to get dirty. We're going to probably use the F word, the C word, D word, and other words. Other private part talk. We're going Stern 1989 this morning, folks. Talk about boobies, vaginas, whatever makes Matt the most comfortable. Matt wearing some kind of marbled sweatshirt today.
That's my acid wash.
Oh, that's cool.
We are a very
You look like a countertop, Matt.
Thanks.
There's that butthole.
You look like a West Hollywood countertop.
There's that butthole.
That supposed to mean?
Oh, just like a fancy, like a mansion, like a Hollywood, I should say a Hollywood Hill. No, there's no gay connotations there. Just
Laurel Canyon.
Hollywood Hills kitchen.
Tim's walking that one back.
Maybe an Altadena.
Walking it on all the way back.
Walking it all on back.
Matt is the captain of Al.
And we have also big news. We have the human lie detector with us this morning. And people are asking, who is the human lie detector? What? Who is the human lie detector? Well, it's none other than our very own Vic Berger.
Happy birthday to you.
I forgot about this part with the eyes, but
absolutely absurd.
I know, but I've been watching a ton of interrogations.
You want to just? You want me to set it up?
You can set it up if you want.
I'm trying to.
I'm just excited to get started here.
So this
Stop
was
it, Vic.
The premise was this: Vic said he's been watching so many interrogations on this YouTube.
They're on YouTube. And they're
and these are like people that have murdered people.
Right, right. Allegedly.
Now, why are you watching these?
I just like to learn about the human nature and lies and telling the truth and, you know.
So you've been watching so much of this that you believe you've developed the talent of telling if people are lying or not.
I know when people are lying, and I know if they're telling me a bunch of baloney, and I can just read it now. I just feel it, and I think that some of the questions I can ask will get to the bottom of it.
Okay, so we're truth. Not going to spend a lot of time on this.
No. That's okay.
But we will accept if you call in and you've got a you want to try to stump the lie detector, see if he's actually so. Mm-hmm. Call in with either something true or something false. Is that the way this
That's
works?
That's right. And you can if you're a good actor, try it out. Mm-hmm. Lie.
Or we're
to
gonna
me.
Have Jeremy or, Irons call in later.
Right.
So when you're watching a movie, you're just like, these people are full of shit. Uh-huh. And watch
hey
this
guys,
movie.
It's Jeremy Renner.
Yeah. No.
These actors are lying to me.
No, I know. In that context, I know that's not real. They're pretending, but. When I'm watching an interrogation of someone that may have killed their wife or family member
Copy
or
neighbor
or something, I pay attention. I know what's going on.
If you'd like to join us on Zoom, of course, that information is in the description, correct, Matt? We have
always a description. A always the same.
Click on that damn link, or you can give us a call. We love the Hothead Hotline. That number is either up under me now or it's not. I have no real way of knowing.
There it is.
It is, apparently. We've gotten confirmation there that it is. All right. I want to remind my Los Angeles-based area audience that I've a sold-out show this weekend at the Dynasty Typewriter with Eliana Athade, my... Well, is that because it's sold out?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I always worry that it's like, you know, something sells out and then people are like, oh, I forgot I bought tickets.
Well, that happens a lot.
Or there's they
a
buy
lot
tickets.
Empty seats at these sold out shows and people buy tickets and then they don't go. That's
right.
A big thing that's trending.
I'm just reminding you. I'm not making a big deal about it. But we got Fred Armisen, Casey Johansson, who was on the show last year, a couple years ago. Can't remember.
Are there any extra tickets that for someone like me?
You're not going to go.
Why would I not go?
Because I know you won't go.
Because I never go to things?
Yeah, because you weren't at the Halloween party. You don't go out.
I don't do things.
You don't do
but
things.
But I would go to this. I would do this. If it was during the day, if more things were
oh,
during
yes.
the day.
I forgot to mention, the show is at 2 p.m.
Do you remember? Well,
it would not be easier if it was during
it
the day,
so
by the
easy.
Way. You'd be bowling with your boy.
Oh, that's true. I would be.
You'd
no,
be
I,
at
I
Knott's
did,
Berry
we did
Farms.
The show with Brendan Wardell the other day.
That's true.
And that was during the day. I went out, had to leave my house for
what
the
show
night.
Was during the day?
It was just their podcast. It wasn't like a live thing or anything. But
that's right. If you want to hear Vic and I on a another podcast, we did Brendan and Jamal's show.
It's curious they booked you the week I was gone.
I don't know what that was about.
Very curious.
I don't really.
They said they only had this week. So
the problem is I'll do anything anybody out. I'll do anybody's. As you can tell lately, I'd do anybody's thing. Do anybody's show. if I can squeeze it in. But don't expect much from me. It's not like you're suddenly going to become a Joe Rogan podcast because I'm on it. It's probably just going to be a bunch of people mad at you that I'm on there.
Let's go, Joe! I don't read.
So that's happening. And I also want to give a shout out to our friend... Our lover, my love, John Glazer. He's
going to
be on the show next week.
Love 18.
He's going to be on the show next week to talk about his new comedy album that just came out, and I want to tell you what it is. I'm so excited about it. It's called, it's just look at John Glazer on Instagram.
It's not comedy.
Instagram.
It's
Soothing
it's...
Meditations for the Solitary Dog.
Oh,
it's not common.
It's not common. It's for dogs.
It's for dogs. Cool. It's for dogs. I don't have any dogs anymore, so I won't be purchasing it. There you go. Later in the show, this is big news. We're going to... We've got... That hat is... that hat.
A hat.
Later in the show, we're going to be doing the world premiere of the new Beatles song. The Beatles are back. They've reunited for one song and one song only. It's their last song. We're going to play it. It'll be a world. We've gotten explicit permission. We've gotten the A-OK from YouTube and from Apple Corp. Everybody, has said, go for it. We're not going to demonetize you. So we'll play it during the break and then talk about it later in the show. That's patreon.com/officehourslive. God bless you. Now, Matt, have I forgotten anything? That's a full 11 minutes of preamble from me.
Seriously.
Wow.
With a little... And so now, we must get to our guest, the raunchiest comic working. This is going to be sick, isn't it? Steph Tolev joining us live.
Thank you.
Give it to me. Give it to me hard.
That's why I should just turn around and gape my asshole to make the crowd think that I'm doing something. Like, it just turns out I have two googly eyes over my asshole. I'm like, welcome to the morning show. Like, I don't know what to do now.
I'm being silly, of course. It is your moniker.
It is my moniker. It sounded creepier when you said vagina. It made me feel grosser than anything I've ever said on stage. Because you just didn't roll off.
I'm like the health teacher in high school saying it, maybe.
Vagina.
What did I say to you when I think I took you off guard a little bit.
It was very strange. You said, we've never really had a club comic in here before. And I can't do an impression of you because that's not what you sound like at all.
It's not how I sounded at all.
No, I don't know why it went deeper for you.
Oh, I don't know. We never had no club comic in here.
Yeah.
That's how I talk.
I could see how it could be interpreted as like cutting.
It wasn't meant to be.
It didn't mean
it. Immediately clarified that.
I don't know why. I am a club comic. I don't know why it offended me.
Right. I wasn't meant to be.
I do clubs.
It's not a pejorative term, necessarily. Although I have certain thoughts on certain club comics, of course.
You do clubs, but I also do the alt shows, Dynasty.
Yeah.
Other places.
The
smell of sex and gas.
But I'm a club comedian.
Yeah, the reason I said that was not to be disparaging or anything. I just thought, well, it would be fun to pretend, since this is a morning show, and we've done this in the past. We do this thing called WOHL, which is like a parody of a crass morning radio show. Because you would do these on the road, right? You would do these morning shows.
Yeah.
And so, like, just to pretend, like, what that experience would be like.
I'll need one of you to have a goatee, so it's not going to feel real yet.
Okay.
If anybody has a goatee, one of you needs to be fully bald and immediately say that his wife's a bitch. Okay, there we go. Okay,
let's do it.
If we want to make it feel real.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the big show. We're here, WOHL. We are live in Glendale right now. We got the very funny, very dirty Steph's.
See, I'm not a great broadcaster is the problem. We got a very funny, very dirty club comic, Steph Tolev with us. Steph, how you doing this morning?
It's radio. No one can see this, right?
Look at this. You're crazy. Where are you performing tonight?
Your mother's house. Oh. Hey,
oh. Wait a minute. Now, how come these women... So then what would happen?
So then at some point, they would always make a comment on my boobs for some reason.
Right. How would they do it?
Like, they would be like, they'd say something like, you're dirty, and like, but you're always wearing these oversized shirts, so how's anyone going to see those breasts under there? And I'd be like, this is the radio. I don't know why we're talking about this right now. This makes no sense.
We got a little live camera up here. There's a truck driver's jerking off to the show right now. Just give him a little show.
Or I'd make a joke, and then one guy would be like, oh, so women are funny? And then I'd be like, I can't say what I want to say to you. And
so are you on one of these, and like maybe I could say something like, so you're on one of these dating apps? Like, what's it like out there these days? Like, because I'm married, and I can't go on these apps. What's it like on these dating apps?
You know, one dick after another. I don't know what I was
saying. No.
I'm scaring away your
Do you love the road? Do you like getting out there?
No, it's a nightmare. I'm exhausted.
The airplanes? You don't like the airplanes?
No, they stink. It's a pile of farts. It's gross. I don't like it.
All right, well, coming up later, we've got Huey Lewis's guitar player is coming in. He's going to talk about what it was like to work with Huey.
And then I just get in trouble. Then I always say something wrong, so they have to bleep it out, and they get mad. You can't say tits on the radio. You can't say it
on our show either. What? Matt, did you not send along our list?
I think you
list?
Say like a different word. Yeah. Like breasts, I think is okay. Boobies, I think
is
fine.
What a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I might have told this story before, but years and years and years ago, Eric and I did a phone-in to Man Cow. You know Man Cow?
No.
Man Cow's the worst. There, right, Doug? You know Man Cow?
Oh, yeah.
You must know
Man
Cow.
Chicago
he was a Chicago guy. He was like Stern level.
Okay.
But like much more of a brutish kind of, we should find like a clip of Man Cow just to get the tone, but just a nasty show. Just a nasty, loud, shitty morning show. Mm-hmm. And so for some reason, it was like a 6 a.m. call or something like that. We were on the road doing something, so we were in a hotel. Eric was in his room. This was 10 years ago, so service wasn't great. You know, like the sound of a cell phone wasn't great. And we call in. All right, hold on. Are you with Tim and Eric here? All right, hold on. We're gonna add you to the show in a minute here. So just stand by. And then we're like listening to the show. Mm-hmm. Nobody says like, all right, guys, you're on. They're just suddenly like, all right, now on the call is Tim and Eric. They've got a show. Tim and Eric, awesome show. Great job on Adult Swim. Guys, what's the deal? Are you guys?
Oh my God.
He goes, what's the deal? Are you guys gay or something? No. And we're, you know, we're just like, no.
Oh my God.
No, we're just like, you know, we love dressing up and doing weird stuff. Okay. And well, it's your stuff's weird, man. You know, it's like that. And then they just stopped talking to us and went on to something else without like wrapping it up or anything. It's just we're eventually like, all right.
We hang up the
phone. He's best friends with Roger Stone in real life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he really is. Yeah. There's all kinds of videos of him like pretending that there's a drone strike on Roger Stone's house. Just the two of them out front of it.
Fun.
Filming.
All right.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for vegan and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Let me bring in a caller, because that is one of the big parts of the show. We got a lot of people want to talk to me. Some may want to talk to you. We're not sure.
Okay.
But find out.
Okay.
And I want to talk about. We got to get through Halloween. We got to see what happened with you on Halloween.
There's a lot going on.
Yes. And people want to know where you're from.
Toronto. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah. Toronto, Canada.
That's a normal answer.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
What people would expect.
Say. Yeah. Yeah. People think I'm from New York a lot, but.
Sure.
I got the
voice.
I got a voice and I got a couple eyes in my head. That's
yeah.
New York thing. Two eyeballs in.
Now, who the hell is this?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I don't know.
What are you, Home Depot now? What are you, at the lumber yard?
Work at a warehouse, t-shirt company.
How can I help you?
Well, I wanted to quick say hello to Doug, and I saw him in Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's where I'm at. He signed my sign. I dressed up as a devil.
Oh, that was you. Good horning.
Yeah, good horning. And Steph, you're hilarious. You're... Part in the Bill Burr movie was fantastic.
Wait a minute, what's this? Thank part you. In a Bill Burr movie? You're in the old dads?
I am an old dads. I got a big cameo. Uh-huh.
Is it a cameo? Is
it's
that how you're describing
cameo.
It?
Yeah, okay. I think so. Thank you.
Are you playing yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Officially a cameo.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
You got to see it.
Yeah, apparently. People are loving it, Matt. What's the Rotten Tomatoes on the old dads?
A juggernaut.
What's the rating?
100.
Okay, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Old Dad, no, people love it. No, it's a big hit.
There it is.
There it is. Oh, look at him.
Oh, there it is.
Devil. What was it like to meet the devil, Doug?
Oh, look at that. Big fan.
That's cute. All right.
Thank you.
How was your Halloween?
It was great. It was a little snowy out here, unfortunately, so not a lot of trick-or-treaters.
So you were dressed like that by yourself, giving out no candy? Just alone?
Was at my wife's mom's house.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Blast.
Wife wasn't there, by the way. It was just me and my mother-in-law on Halloween.
She was dressed like a Playboy bunny.
Not giving up candy. All right. All right, well, that's nice of you to show up at the Eric Andre event with some Office Hours deep cut signage there.
Yeah, I had to keep the room a little more mellow in between all the puking and nudity.
Oh, boy. Talk about a raunchy, filthy show.
It's filthier than me.
Yeah. Do you do any puking on stage?
No. Just ass fisting.
On stage.
I wanted to see your reaction to saying that. I'm a club comic. That's what we all do.
Now, do you get a lot? Thank you for the call and your support, my friend. Good luck.
Yeah.
The warehouse there.
Yeah.
No, let's pray there are no warehouse fires. This year.
I think that's my cameo from Old Dads. That's what I can hear in the background.
What is it? Oh. Do you get a lot of pushback from the audience? Because my fear about doing like clubs on tour is I've been lucky enough where generally where I do live stuff, the people there have gone there to see me.
Yes.
And now a lot of people are there to see you, but there's also people there just to see comedy.
Yes, yes, yes. And then they're sorely mistaken when I go on stage. They're like, wait a second.
Well, everyone has a different idea of what is funny and what's comedy. So what is the reaction from the crowd? Like, how do you deal with push?
I'd say it's 70-30 now for my shows.
Positive.
No, it's like that percent coming to see me.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then the 30% that are like, what the fuck is going on? Like, there's people that are, some I can get some on my side by the end of it. But like last night at the store, there's these family, this Indian family, and the sister was so repulsed by me, she kept looking away. Like I thought she was gonna throw up. Like she literally the whole show was like, and I kept commenting on it. She was like, I just can't. And she was like so offended by everything I was saying.
What can you give me a sample of what you're saying?
Oh, I said that.
Oh, I hate to just dip right in your.
Well, hand, I said that I tried to make my pussy look younger, so I shaved it, and then I was like, opposite weathered old gal, haggard old thing. And
right,
she
right.
was just like so.
Well, she's also with her parents.
Yeah. Her brother and her. Mom, and they were not. The mom was kind of laughing, but I don't think she knew what I was saying.
Yeah.
But now, because I've been doing like a lot of crowd work, so people come to my shows expecting the crowd work.
Right.
So if I don't do the crowd work, they get annoyed, or they like, I'll have women bring their husbands in the front row and be like, look how ugly my fucking husband is. Tell him to his face. And I'm like, what? Like,
so you're
like,
now Don
so
Rickles.
Bizarre. I am. It's
you're
so
Donna
insane.
Rickles.
Yeah. I should change my stage name.
Donna Rickles.
Yeah, but I think it's—I don't know—it's fine. I'm getting
starting to
fine.
Really.
I know.
Drive me insane,
I'm sorry,
Matt.
The cough.
Can we AI out the cough in real time?
What, is that me?
No, it's Matt. It's Vic.
I thought we were getting him a cough box.
Right? No, I'm waiting for my cough.
We should put you
cough
in some
box.
Kind of a scuba.
Glass
like a scuba helmet.
Look, Doug. A bark collar.
Someone suggests a bark collar.
How about a fucking cough drop?
Yeah. Look, I'm get you.
Where are they?
Get some Ludens down here.
No.
True.
I'd be into a Ludens sponsorship. Wild cherry Ludens. Out the ass. Oh, it's shit.
Honey.
I was going to say something, too.
What the hell?
Totally lost my train of thought.
Something about yelling at
huh?
men.
City of the day.
Give yourself a break.
Yeah, am I too wired today?
Oh, no. I don't know.
Am I wound up?
You needed to re...
Is this you wound up? I can't
Donna
tell.
Rickles.
Donna Rickles got you really excited. You got too into that reference, and then now you got
stuff. Yeah. What kind of stuff do people want it? That they subject matter do people respond to most? Palestine, Israel stuff?
Yeah. I'm huge with that. I go right from my big fat pussy to my Palestine bit. And it is, it's a segue, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, well, this was my, what I was going to say, and it's certainly not something to spend too much time on.
Oh, God.
But it reminded me that yesterday I was in, I go to this little gym that's a pretty small gym, as you can tell. It's not a big gym. they have a limit on the weight.
10-pound weight is the highest. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a kind of gym you have to crouch into. It's very small. But no, it's a fairly small gym. And it was just me. And then a guy came in who was coming before alone. And it's just usually me and him sometimes. Well, this, the other time was
just me
and him.
What, are you guys gay?
Well,
the radio host. Call back.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. It goes that way a little bit. But he's a nice guy. And the last time he was in here, he didn't have his headphones. He was like, do you mind if I listen to this podcast? And I was like, sure. Because I actually don't like to listen to stuff when I'm doing my thing.
So
I
just wanna... Wait, he wanted to listen to it like in the room?
In the
like,
room, yeah.
On a speaker?
Whoa. That's yeah. crazy.
On his phone. On his
That's
phone.
Crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah. But here's the good news. I liked it because he had it was Marc Maron. Okay. And he had on Bernie Taupin, who's Elton John's songwriting partner.
Okay.
So I was like... I'm gonna, again, me with giving people space, giving serenity now, said, sure, if that,
Fuck
I'm not
yeah.
gonna go, first of all, I don't wanna be in the uncomfortable position to, mm-hmm. It was a little audacious of him to suggest.
It's crazy.
Do you mind if I play this?
Did he say what podcast it was first?
No, and I was totally expecting Joe a Rogan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, a huge fan.
Or smartless.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where are you at?
Here we go. But I was sort of relieved.
Okay.
I was like, actually, this is nice. I had not heard the Taupin interview, so I was enjoying that. And then, so that was a month or so ago. And then yesterday, it happened again where I was by myself. He came in, and I think he now understands as a precedent for there's I allow it. So
no,
he asked again.
Big mistake.
He asked again. I say,
I don't need this shit.
I actually remembered not having a big deal with, not having, I actually don't have a big problem with that, as Paul would say. So it was Maron again.
Really likes Maron.
This time he had on Rob Halford, who we talked about last week from Judas Priest.
I'm not a huge fan.
Now, I also didn't have a problem with it, except when there was this part of the show where they talked about jerking off in hotel rooms and watching porn on, you know. And luckily they didn't like stay on it too long. Kind of pushed through it a bit, but at some point it was just me and this guy working out in the gym listening to two other guys talking about jerking off to porn.
Ew, ew, that's you know, just so fun.
And I just kind of let it go. It was actually great. I mean, I highly recommend the interview. It was very, very, actually quite a beautiful little conversation.
The jerking off part?
No.
Okay.
In general, they were talking about God and death and all this heavy stuff.
Wow, I never went into that. Yeah, it seems like a really well-rounded podcast.
It didn't then go into
podcast.
That. It kind of, okay. It went, okay. It started with this idea of like, mm-hmm. what this. We're not doing a Marc Maron wrap-up show, by the way, in case anyone's confused.
You don't do top 10 Marc Maron guests of the year?
No,
the end
we don't
of year,
do
at the end of year, at the end of your year in review is Marc Maron's top 10 guests?
The must listen to.
You are opening up a can of worms, though, Tim. Like, he's just going to get more comfortable with you.
Yeah, this is...
Hey, do you want a spot? You need me to spot you on those 10-pound weights?
Yeah, what, you want to get a beer after this?
I'm going to ask to do Marc Maron's podcast just so I can do a horrendous episode with him.
That I have
and
to
then
listen
you
to.
Have to
You should make him listen to your episode on there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, tell him.
Yeah, he knows who you are, Tim.
The guy in the gym?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's like my age or maybe even a little older. So
Tim, we should put on the Office Hours podcast where you talk to Mark.
Oh.
Blow his mind.
Oh, yeah. You should.
Real Inception situation.
Yeah.
We thought we had shot our load.
All right. Well, so that was what I wanted to... I guess that was worth stopping the show to talk about.
And then we did talk about it for longer than you said.
We do have to get to the city of the day. We have to stay on schedule
the
today.
City
because
of the day.
We only have Steph for the hour today. We will do a full show. The city of the day is actually, to be honest with you, sponsored by, and in a lot of ways it is.
I like your stalling techniques.
City of the day sponsored by Thunderclap Flippers. Are you a devoted fan or proud parent whose hands are constantly sore from all the applause you give? Well, now you can clap stronger and longer than ever with Thunderclap Flippers. This comfortable slip-on armwear allows you to applaud loudly and give you a fuller slap without the pain. Now you can make sure your kid gets the most praise at the school play or encourage your team the loudest at the big game. Our flippers, excuse me, our did Stephen Colbert burp during his show, by the way? Our flippers deliver up to 130 decibels so you can be the center of attention in the crowd while cheering on your favorite kid, team, or band. And you can even walk around like a sea lion if you wish. So start showing the world who the biggest fan is with the Thunderclap Flippers, available at big5sportinggoods.def. Office Hours listeners get a free pair of military-grade noise protection earmuffs at checkout by using the code phrase, I clap louder. Now here's the jingle. Of course, there's going to be slap sound effects. All right. Woo. Nice work, Doug. Who is our city of the day?
True.
Hello. Hello.
Howdy. Fan is on high.
Wait, let's try to guess where he. Oh, it's cold there, but you have the fan on.
Yeah.
I'm going New Jersey.
You're close.
I know. Pennsylvania.
Yes, actually.
All right. Then it's definitely got to be Doylestown.
Not even close.
Lancaster.
No.
Pittsburgh. No.
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Well, yeah, Steph got it. Bing, bang, boom. She was down 0-2. The Office Hours crew with Steph were down 0-2. And bing, bang, boom. Steph told
us. I'd like to formally apologize to Doug because I was offered a free ticket to the Eric Andre show and I just did not go.
Yeah.
And I missed them.
Suddenly nobody knows how to play baseball anymore.
That's okay. I forgive you.
What does Doug give a shit? He doesn't give a shit if you're there.
Because I gave him the ticket, probably. I probably put him on the list. I put you on the list and you didn't show up. Why didn't you go?
That is a sign of disrespect.
Why didn't you go to my show?
All four of my tires on my car popped on the way to the show.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, right. Prove it.
Wait, what?
Goodbye.
All four of them popped.
Time out. I'm turning this over to the human lie detector.
The human lie detector is in session.
All right, let's back it up a minute.
Sir.
So, sir, go ahead, Vic. You take over.
And sir, I will. So this is a story you're telling, Doug. When did you first come about the ticket?
The day of, actually, the morning of.
And how did you do this?
My one friend messaged me on Snapchat saying that he had a ticket.
Who's your
which
one?
Which I didn't know then that a message on Snapchat was like the beginning of the end already.
That's you talked to your one friend through Snapchat.
Correct, yeah.
Just yes or no, he's please. Making it tough. Yes or no, please, right? Isn't that what the judge yells
at
these
guys? Yeah, just say yes or no.
Am I the judge? Or are you the judge, Matt?
So you could be the judge.
What rough mileage to the venue from where you live?
About 21 miles, I would say.
Okay, that could be pretty quick in a car or an Uber. Pittsburgh might be a little, maybe a 40-minute drive, would that be about right?
Yeah, 45 minutes, I would say.
And the reason you didn't go is?
His tires popped.
I just want to hear it again.
I thought it was a yes or no question.
I think because.
We're getting there.
My results are.
Because we established this that we're doing a lie detector after this news came in, mm-hmm. we have to reestablish the facts from his,
right.
from by him saying it.
Right, and then.
So I don't think it's just yes or no. I think you have to ask him, what is your excuse for not going to the show?
Investigators and detectives, they don't just say, ask yes or no questions.
I know,
I was just reversing that question.
That threw a wrench in
question. Right.
Back to Vic.
He started going.
So Doug,
I think
please.
You should do it your way, not the way Matt. Right.
Well, yes, but Doug, also, please temper your engagement here.
All right, can you get the drone?
You were answering for the witness.
Yeah, and that throws the lie detector completely off
now
the
I
chart.
Now I forget what happened.
You were going to get the story of why he couldn't go, I believe.
Okay, so you allegedly, can I have the
you need the music.
Thoughtful music?
You need the music.
Allegedly, your tires popped. How many tires popped?
All four of them.
That's a lie. He is lying about his tire popping.
Okay, sir, that's the verdict from the human lie detector. I need your utmost honest answer. Is he correct?
Yes.
What?
Hey,
look at that.
Well, of course. My tires. So.
Your tires did not pop. Is that correct?
Three of them did. Not all four.
Three
is no. Come on. What are you doing?
Hey. What are you doing to us here? You trying to ruin my show?
Yeah.
I was a goof, and I had work. I work at a big warehouse as well. This is the warehouse episode.
I gotta get people on the show that like the show that don't work at warehouses.
All right, big warehouse following.
I need executives. I need, you know what I mean? I can't deal with this. Everybody that watches the show works at a fucking warehouse. How can I be successful if everybody's just working at warehouses? You guys got to move up in this in the class system here.
Listen,
the bottom of the fucking food. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just playing around. First of all, peace and love to everybody.
Yeah, you got
to
work in a tire warehouse so you can get to shows. Gotta get to Doug's
show. Point.
Good.
Go.
That is a good point.
Yeah, there it is.
Wait, he was saying something, then he was chopping out.
I said, I've been listening to every episode of Office Hours from front to back at work.
Yeah.
And I listened to the full 8-hour stream in one shift.
Well, you got an 8-hour shift, the union man.
I think that's like rearranged like the way my synapses fire in my brain.
Wow.
After listening to 10 hours of Office Hours every day.
That's crazy. Like we do not recommend that.
Yeah, it's like,
no, I would not.
I heard a great joke in the seminal Halloween classic, the only horror movie I like, I think.
The only
horror. No, a classic from the Universal days, the Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah.
Love that movie. So Lou Costello. Getting into it with one of these, you know, whoever he is, the jackass and the whole thing, you know, some asshole. And he's like, I work 16 hours. I'm a union man. I work 16 hours a day. And he goes, union men only work 8 hours a day. He goes, I belong to two unions. Very clever.
Yeah, well.
Well, this Lou Costello is not all there.
No.
He's a little bit of a man-child.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be given any responsibility. Exactly.
Maybe I'll go as Lou Costello next year for Halloween. You're giving me ideas.
Get your pants up to here.
Yeah.
I love the part
like that all night. Then I want to do that.
The favorite. I love that movie though. I do. I'm not a huge Abbott and Costello fan, generally, Vic.
Yeah.
I mean,
you talk about them a lot. Though.
I do like, love do that like movie them. Though. Yeah. There's this great scene where he's. Thank you very much. Get back to work, you warehouse bum.
All right. Bye.
Keep stocking the warehouse. There's a scene. Lou and Abbott, Lou and Bud are loading in these coffins into this spooky house.
Mm-hmm. As they would, yeah.
That was their job.
They just set up to a scene.
This
whole,
I'll do it. I'll tell you what this movie's about. Okay. You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, my God. Doug, you have.
This is one of your classic recaps. I've never seen it, of course.
You've never seen Abbott and Costello meet
Frankenstein? I'm more into Abbott Laboratories.
You like your COVID tests?
My diagnostics.
Maron. Well, anyways. Abbott and Costello work at this shipping. They're like UPS, okay. Like one of these UPS places. They get this shipment in from this guy that runs a House of Horrors place. It's like a wax museum kind of thing. And he's like, I've got these two coffins coming. One's got Dracula and one's got the Frankenstein monster. I need you idiots to deliver it. Like, they, for some reason, they get the thing delivered to them, but then they also now have, he's got to sign for it. Then they're the ones that got to deliver it to the House of Horrors. And there's this whole conversation about, like, if something happens to these cases, it's on you, you dimwit, right? So they're like, they're delivering it to this wax museum, House of Horrors, mm-hmm. alone, like without the guy there. The guy's not there for some reason.
Doors wide open. Yeah, classic.
It's at night. Yeah. Of course, it's at night. Yeah. And so they're delivering it. They're like, ting, 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 taking off the wood, like unpacking it, the whole thing. Every, yeah. Lou Costello is already so scared to be in this place. Everything it looks like. Right? But for some reason, Bud Abbott says, like, you finish unpacking this. I got to go back to the truck and do whatever. Like, I don't know what he's got to do. Yeah. He's got to get the other box or something. As soon as he leaves, Dracula starts coming out of this coffin. Right? He's creeping out of the coffin. Lou sees him. Abbott! Abbott! Abbott comes back in. No evidence that Dracula's in. No evidence. What's the matter with you? Stop screaming. There's nothing here. That happens like four times. I got to go back to the truck. He goes back to the truck. Fucking Lou immediately, this, like, the thing starts creeping up. But the best is, he screams like three times. The fourth time, Lou, his mouth's all dry. He can't even get it out.
Don't go to Tagata.
It's the best.
Better than Stooges?
That scene is up there, yeah. It's very well shot, too. Like, it's like handled by one of the actual horror directors and everything. Mm-hmm. Anyways, it's a great movie.
Great flick.
It's fun.
And Lon
Chaney. My kids loved it.
The real Lon Chaney's in it.
Yeah, all those Universal Studios horror guys are in it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Steph, what did you dress up as?
Thank you, Doug.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm sorry I took so much time.
You're taking a lot of time out of your own podcast. The issue is, I thought I like doing these costumes. So 2 years ago, I dressed up like Martin Short's Clifford.
That's cute.
It is cute. A guy kissed me, and I was like, Crystal Lee, I'll get out of here. I looked exactly like a 12-year-old boy. Get down! So this year...
Now, you're one of these anti-Crystal Lee people.
Hey,
I don't have time for a month.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I assume Crystal, you are.
Yes, I am. I'm just kidding.
Like,
I mean,
yeah,
no.
Can you imagine? You're pro Crystal Lee. No one knew until right now.
This, you can, I mean, what's the documentary that was on YouTube?
The Problem with Crystal Lee is
that
a documentary.
Thing
have you watched
it? I did.
It's fucked.
It's fucked. This guy shouldn't be anywhere near anybody.
No.
Yikes.
Locked away. Yeah. He should be in that little coffin that locked up like the
easy
little,
now.
Like he should be in Dracula
an institution of some
kind.
No.
Nice, bro.
I mean, it's full on like
Predator.
Nivea.
It's a full
What's
predator.
That I mean, cult? Nivea.
Oh, I think
Nexium. Nexium.
I was like, there's a Nivea cream. I was
that's
like,
right.
Judge yeah. Yeah. Some YouTube video that anyone cream. Could just make up anything they want to say and put on YouTube, and that's
well,
what you're gonna believe.
Well, this felt fairly well researched.
Yeah, it was quite well researched. Also, there's a huge Reddit thread where we can read all the girls' testimonies who filed the. Reports on him and stuff and lawsuits.
Yeah. Anyways,
I dressed up the bad guy. So bad guy.
No question about it.
I thought it would be funny this year. I thought it would be very
funny.
Are
you laughing at your own
pictures? I am because I look so fucking ugly. I dressed up as Tobias from Arrested Development, season 3, episode 7, the Graf versus Host, where he gets the hair plugs and he doesn't want to get them removed, and then he gets. So I show up to this pretty woke party in this wheelchair that I rented. Big ordeal. $75 to rent this wheelchair. I had to go back to this place in Burbank twice. They were closed for lunch break when I went up. It was a big ordeal. So I go in thinking I'm coming in hilarious. So I have my friend, we carry the wheelchair up, and then I open the door and I go, and I do a big clearing my throat. I come in. No one at the party knows who I am personally.
Right.
And now I'm just a person
well,
in a wheelchair.
Why are you going to this party to begin with?
Well, because I got the
no.
wheelchair.
Well, were you invited?
Yeah. But I really had, I just had, I was, but like I couldn't find the person control. Whose party it was. So I walked in, I came in, and it was a bunch
you
of
knew
really...
The, you knew the host.
Whose party?
Yes.
You don't want to say.
No, I don't want to say who it is. It's a celebrity person.
Really?
Yes.
This
like
is
a big reality
central.
Star. I don't know. She was on The Bachelorette.
Well, so I wouldn't know who this
no,
person
I, exactly.
is.
No, exactly. I didn't watch
but
her.
But why do you? How do you know this
because
person?
Because she's dating my good friend.
Okay.
Yeah. She's dating my friend. So it was like a bunch of hip lesbians. So I go in as this, immediately offended. No one knew what my costume was. So they couldn't.
It's a total, so they total curb situation.
Yeah, yeah. So they literally couldn't tell if I was like actually in a wheelchair.
I mean, to be honest, it's a fairly obscure.
It's a very obscure costume. And yeah, I was laughing at myself. Look at that. That's hideous.
Because it's also like that character from that show doesn't normally look like this at all.
No, so no. It's very
specific.
Was
he only like this in one episode? Yeah,
I think it was one or two episodes he was like this. And then I kept falling out of the wheelchair and having a hard time getting back in.
You sound like the nightmare at the party.
I was. And then at one point this guy was so annoyed. He looks at me and he goes, I can't tell if this is a bit or you need fucking help. And I was like, okay, I have to get out.
What a nightmare of a party.
No, it was. I lasted maybe 25 minutes and then
so
I went home.
So were people actively like getting in your face about being offended that you were
No, they just were completely ableist? Ignoring me. Completely ignoring me. And then I'd be like, Arrested Development, season 3, episode 7.
I would have ignored you.
Yeah, yeah. You would have.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if I knew you. I know you.
Okay.
I've met you before.
Yes.
We did a show together.
Yes.
We had a nice little chat.
A good chat. We had a big green chat.
Nice green room experience.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Steph, great. Another a person I like in this world.
Right away, right? Good.
You felt the same way about me.
Yes. And then I come in a wheelchair in the green room.
I would have said, hey, good to see you. And then you would have explained what's going on there.
Yes.
Because I probably wouldn't have gotten the reference right away.
Yeah.
And that would have been that.
That's that. There it is.
I mean, part of what's fun is Matt and I went to a Halloween party, Tom Sharpling's. I can say, I think it's fair to say, Matt.
Very fair.
How woke was it?
Well, there was plenty of wokesters there, but I mean.
What did you dress up as?
I was just, do we have a picture of me? It's all over the internet.
Let me look. Oh yeah, did you post it? Yeah.
Frankenstein.
Right.
Okay.
It's just a classic.
Classic.
See, easy for people. Yeah. I don't want to make things too difficult.
I like a niche costume. I think I was Weird Al one year. That was good.
Yeah. My friend Jason Walliner had on this costume that was, you know that story about the Mexican alien? The guy that in Mexico they found an alien? Mm. Oh, this is big news.
That was a great costume.
Yeah. Tim, they're called immigrants. They're
easy.
Wow.
What, is this too woke for to laugh at my joke?
See, that's cool, right?
That's you. Oh, yeah. I didn't know Frankenstein looked like that. Okay. I had a very different idea of Frankenstein
and there I am
in my
with
head.
Mark
I didn't know that was Frankenstein either.
Yeah, I would not guess that.
Frankenstein doesn't have long hair like that.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, is that Phantom of the Opera?
I had no
beside?
Idea who you were.
Yeah.
He doesn't have Larry Fine hair.
I went as Phantom of the Opera.
Look, he's got the same water as I do.
My mom dressed me up as Phantom of the Opera on grade 5, and I had no idea what I was. And my nose didn't fit in the mask, because I had a big nose as a kid. Well, it's still there.
I was going to say, did anything?
Did anything change? Hey, what are we back in the morning radio show again? And I'm the club comic.
Yeah.
And I couldn't breathe the whole day. It was a nightmare.
Ugh.
Yeah.
My kids had these costumes that were horrifying, and they were full masks, and they couldn't see anything.
You can't breathe in there. The nose holes are never big enough.
No.
Pinpricks.
Anyway.
Jesus, that one scared me. Good God.
Well, I think I would have given you grace. I would have said, you know what, whatever. I think you're doing a character. Like, I think there's lines you don't want to cross. I don't think you want to go, like, you know, blackface is out of the question.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not my prime minister.
Any cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting excited.
But listen, anybody that is in a wheelchair and wants to counter that argument, feel free.
Yeah.
It's a free country.
Yes. It is. Yeah. It wasn't a free wheelchair. Again, it was $75.
Yeah.
It was $75.
I think anybody that spends more than $25 in their Halloween costume is a boob.
Yeah.
Now, were you doing a show on actual Halloween?
Yes.
Okay.
It was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Now, Vic, why weren't you? Should we get into why you weren't at the Tom Sharpling Halloween party?
If you want to.
Yes.
It's up to you. It's your show.
You should wear the hat and determine if he's lying.
See if he's lying or not.
That's true.
Yeah. You could be a guy with a tiny head.
I know the story.
Big hat, tiny head.
Well, I just kind of got into it. Well, I didn't get into it, but my son and I were throwing a baseball around, just a rubber ball thrown around. I missed it, and it rolled into my neighbor's yard.
Oh, man.
Into the driveway. Mm-hmm. And they've had issues with me before. I don't have issues with them.
Right.
But they have issues with me.
From what you've told us, I don't know how much you've said on the show, but you've told us plenty. Mm-hmm. These these people seem a little unhinged.
Yeah, okay. A little unhinged. I kind of know what's going on, so I can chill out a little bit. But she like got up in my face and she's like, "You little bitch," calls me a little bitch. I'm a little bitch. I can hear her say that like across the street whenever I'm out.
Are you? How tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
Well, so yeah, you're a little bitch. Yeah, you're a little bitch.
Yeah.
He'd fit perfectly in my little gym.
That's right. Exactly. And
now, Vic's a big boy.
Yeah. And I can handle myself. I can handle myself. Okay. And they...
So all you did was this rubber ball, this baseball,
yeah,
rolls across the street and
into their driveway.
Into their driveway.
And I just, like, because they've had issues with me before, I'm not going to go get it. I'm not going to go on their yard. And so I just, like, let it go, and then we went up to
the
park.
Is that the ball bouncing across the street?
So we went up to the park. We're throwing around, hitting around, come back, and she, like, flags me down. Is this your ball? I'm like, yeah. Sorry about that. Well, it hit my truck, and there's a big white mark. I'm like, no. And I'm like, didn't happen, because like I watched it. You know, it did not happen. And if it did, we would have figured something out. But there's no way.
It's just a rubber ball.
It's just a rubber ball.
I mean, you could like your Joe Rogan with that arrow at the Tesla car. Do you see that? Tesla
truck. If you're a little bitch, you can't throw that hard.
You can't do that. Exactly. Yeah. And it's my 7-year-old son, who is probably stronger than me, but like it didn't do anything.
Okay.
So then she's like, "Well, would you like it if I threw that ball at your car?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I don't care. Sure, whatever you want to do, go ahead. If you want to film your own crime, go ahead." Because she told me that like their camera, she put cameras up so she can watch my house.
Damn, really? show me the footage.
Yeah, I know. I said, show me. I don't care. Like, what? This happened on Saturday?
That's the day of the party?
Yeah, like right like before, because I was going to come out like myself. Our babysitters fell through. Oh. Ridiculous. Like, well, it's the hardest
thing.
The
human lie detector says that is the truth.
That is actually true. That is actually true. And then I was going to go myself, and then I got all worked up, and I got stressed out.
You should have gone as the neighbor.
I could. Oh, my God. It's real angry. Yeah.
How old is this woman?
Probably like 55, I'd
say. Did you lose it on her?
Oh, yeah, I lost it, yeah.
Tim, he forgot to mention this important part of the story.
Mm, what?
He was dressed up as Barbie. She's coming over like, "You little bitch." He's wearing like this.
No, he was dressed up like Toto from The Wizard of Oz.
And that was...
He was also in a wheelchair. He was also doing Tobias. So she's like, "I don't get the reference of this costume right now. I have no idea who the fuck you are. You little bitch."
It's an Asian woman across the street, and he's dressed up like Jackie Chan.
Yeah, that's
Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney in Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Listen, you son of a bitch.
Jesus Christ.
So then I didn't know what to do. And then my wife comes out, and she's yelling at me to chill.
Oh, no, you're getting it from both ends.
So then, she rightly so, she's telling me to chill. Because but I was in the middle of this, like, I knew all the context. I knew what was going on. And even though I'm loud, I was sort of under control. But that kind of like elevated things for me, and then I didn't know what to do, and I went across the street to Antonio, who kind of knows everybody in the neighborhood.
He runs the block.
Yeah, he's like the mayor of the block, and I'm like tapping on the window, and I don't remember anything. Maybe I killed someone.
You blacked out. Really?
It was like the anger.
You're like Alan Ruck. Did you see that video? Oh yeah, we'll get to that.
And then Antonio, he hides. He doesn't come out. I talked to him later.
Everybody's against Vic.
I know.
Yeah.
I apologize for giving you shit about your cough. It was bothering me. But you don't need that. You don't need that, Vic.
Thank you.
You brought it up.
This is my son is the same thing. It's psychosomatic.
Okay. Oh, you said that together.
Psychosomatic. Addict insane. What's that song?
Yeah, what is that song?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Prodigy.
It's a pressure.
Yeah.
Fire.
All right. So that's why you did. That's terrible.
Oh, but then, so then I talked to Mr. Antonio 2 days later, and he said, because I thought they're like best friends, but like she yells at him too.
Okay.
Which I didn't. So it's not personally me.
Yeah. That stuff you got to always like, until it escalates to like really becoming a problem, you just got to like brush that shit off as best you can.
Or be overly nice. Yeah, you got to be overly nice.
I mean, Vic, you got to take the high road and you got to say stuff like, "I'm going to pray for you."
Yeah.
You know, like go over the top about it.
Oh, you know, well, Vic, can I tell this? That this happened a while ago. There was an altercation before things got really bad. and Vic delivered them a six pack of beer.
Oh, yeah,
on their doorstep.
Yes.
Oh, what happened to that six pack of beer?
Hour later, came back onto my doorstep.
Really?
So at that point, you're just like, well,
no,
fuck you.
No, you gotta stop. Yeah. My dad's been fighting with our neighbor since we moved in, and it's like now it's escalated to the point where it's gonna get out of control.
Yeah,
my dad one time pushed his window down and punched him in the throat.
Really?
Watched that. Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy.
It's like,
I was really young.
It's like
Rand
Paul.
You can do that?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Rand Paul.
Do they still live next to each other?
Oh, yeah, but the guy's old now and he's got goiters on his neck. But my dad still looks at the window and calls him a fucking loser. And I'm like, the guy's gonna, like, it's over.
Is this in Canada?
It's in Canada. It's in Toronto. East York, to be specific. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get to this Alan Ruck news. Let's take another call and wrap things up with Steph because she's got to get out of here.
I don't want to go now. I'm having fun.
I know.
Well, why don't we go? We can go a little late. Why don't we make
don't
the
we
first
late,
half a little
have to
longer?
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah,
don't
I'm
you
not
know
in the crazy
I got stuff
rush.
Going on.
I'm having
Hang
fun. I'm farting.
Don't you know I got to eat at noon?
Well, I'm saying we go like.
Oh, yeah, well, if I don't eat at noon every fucking day.
We still end at noon. We make the second half a little shorter.
Well, we'll see. Well, I don't mind going a little long. I'm just kidding.
Let's check in on the hotline.
Like, get her out of here. You want me out of here. Can't have any more raunch on this fucking show.
I believe what you're picking up on is you're just getting warmed up here.
I'm getting warmed up.
And you've been warm, believe me. But the audience wants to see you get hot.
Well, let's see if this hothead hotline caller can get us
here we go.
Hot under the collar.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
971, you're on the air. Hello.
Fuck them. Fuck you.
All right, we're
That's
dropping
it.
You.
All right, That's let's it. Do this. I got this. Got a mail. Some mail.
Open the mail.
Mail from Mary Jane.
Mary Ann.
In a granola
Mary
box.
Ann
from Canada.
McTro.
No, I'm just
from Lethbridge. From my wife. You know Lethbridge.
I know Lethbridge. Yeah. Alberta, right? Yeah.
It's a gift.
See it.
It's a postcard and
soiled.
It's crab jelly. Yuck.
What?
Oh.
Well, I hope this is just a joke.
You got to read her note.
Okay, I'll read the note. I'm having a stroke.
Oh my God.
Stefan New High Fellows, I've been spending most Saturdays for the last 6 weeks catching up on OHL while I make jelly. Thought I'd send you a jar to say thanks. Thanks for the label as well. I'm also including some coasters. There's some coasters in here. Woke mugs. Cute.
Hand woven.
Look at that.
Hand woven. You guys rule. So no indication of what is this actual flavor.
It is on there. There's a little note. It's apple.
Okay.
It's apple.
Oh, I
apple.
Wanted to
oh,
crab.
Oh, it says apples there.
Oh, I wanted crab.
I wanted to be crab.
Tim Apple.
Trying to get there.
Well, thank you very much, Marianne. Very sweet of you. It's never too late to catch up on old episodes.
Patreon.com/officerslife.
So you are hitting the road? Are you on?
Yeah, I've been on the road for a long time.
And where can people find that information?
On my Instagram. Follow my Instagram at Steph Tolev.
You don't want
to
promote,
link.
Do you?
I do want to promote. Yeah, please goddamn come. It's a nightmare when I do shows and the next day everyone's like, when are you in Las Vegas? And what the fuck is that? No, I'm actually losing my mind over this.
I know. I think people are gaslighting us.
They have to be.
Why don't you ever come to Salt Lake City? I just did Salt Lake City. Why the fuck am I
like
at the end of the door?
24 hours ago. Like,
and nobody was there.
Stupid. Yeah, no, was, that's exactly
there
what
were tickets to be had, believe
yeah,
me.
Yeah, several in Vegas.
How often do you fly, Steph?
Every single weekend.
Do you fly
every
yourself or weekend. Do you use a pilot?
Yeah, I use a pilot. Yeah. I sit on the pilot's lap, actually.
I've been using
I go,
a pilot.
Do you mind if I sit on your lap again?
No, I've been using a pilot. Delta has a good service.
Yeah.
Where it's, you have to share the, you know, it's like you ride it with other people.
Yeah, there's a few other people on there.
But the pilots are pretty good on Delta.
Yeah. I did my first private jet. I went with another big comedian who has got lots of money. Who
now you can tell who that
Tim
is.
Tim Dillon. Yeah, he's a
oh,
lot of
really?
Money.
Oh, really? Tim Dillon. Yeah, I don't think he cares for me.
No.
No, I think he would be.
No.
Not please. He's one of these righties.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I'll tell you what. The righties got money though.
That's true.
What, righties what got a lot of money. We got to change something
funded,
up here.
You think there's some funding happening from like these Roger Stone shadow groups?
I don't know what's going on. Because it's my first time riding in a private jet, and my God.
Ugh, that's disgusting. I heard he was not that's, nice on backstage, too. He was. I don't want to get you in trouble here,
no.
But he was not nice wild. To people backstage
private
in St.
No.
Louis.
That's her friend, and he's got a jet. Wait, he owns a jet?
No. But we just took a private plane to San Francisco.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
I mean, I do that all the time. I do that last weekend.
Have you been on Bill Burr's helicopter? Doesn't he fly his
own
helicopter?
No, not yet.
That's his thing, right? You heard about that?
Yeah, he does. He likes to fly.
He flies.
Bill's
himself?
A nice guy. Hey, we're not gonna shit on Bill.
No, Bill.
We
seems
love
like
Bill.
Nice I have nothing against. I have not. I have nothing against anybody.
Yeah, you blew it. I mean, Bill's a Bill. Oh no, I just cut myself off.
You blew it.
Bill's a very nice man.
Yes, he
Bill's
seems
very
to be
kind.
A very nice
he's
man.
A very nice, very supportive.
I ran into him at an audition years ago, and he kind of said something very, you know, kind of like, "I like your stuff, man." You know, like, it was very. It was.
Yes.
We were nice to each other, and
I fucked myself. No I can't hear myself anymore.
Uh oh.
Oh God.
We've been censored by YouTube.
Oh God, I don't know what I did.
Did it fall out? Do you
can
need
you
help?
Hear, can you hear me fine?
Yeah, we hear
oh,
you.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, just
did your
myself.
Ear fall out there?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's fucked up.
Okay. You okay?
Here's our guy.
I'm sorry.
Here comes Luke.
Getting worked up.
Luke.
I moved too much. Oh, there it is. Oh,
here's the force, Luke. No, it's gone again. Right, Vic?
Oh, yeah, there it is. That's well. Nice. That's nice.
We should, you know what we should do when Luke has to come in? Have those stupid lightsaber sound effects. When he's working on stuff down there.
There it is. You guys are very fast with these sound effects. Yeah. It's quite impressive.
That was cute. All right. No, peace and love to everybody.
Yeah, yeah. No, who cares? Some people are bad. Yeah, no, flying a lot. A lot of weekends flying. I drove the last few weekends. I like driving more.
Are you alone on these excursions?
No, I bring two. I have two openers.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Alex Pavone and Pat Bircher, two Canadian boys.
Two men.
Two men. I have to bring men. I got creeps. If you, oh my God.
Well, tell me about a creep.
Oh, I have my writer now that single men aren't allowed to sit in the front row at my shows. Because I had one show in San Fran
this
and there's
discrimination against my people.
Exactly. Shut the fuck up. Eight single men in the front
row. I guess
I
should be in the back of the bus now, too.
Yeah,
huh?
Get to the back of the bus where I can't see you jerking off and putting your finger in your ass.
This is for real?
Yes, I have a lot of strange men. One guy hid outside the in San Francisco for me. I didn't do a meet and greet because I got so freaked out by him. The late show, he was hiding behind a bush, and he was just like, I drove 3 hours. It was like crazy. Yeah,
what do they
yeah.
want to do with you?
Because I talk so openly about sex and stuff, they think that it's their turn next. Like, you fucked that guy in your story, now it's my turn. And it's like psychotic.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I don't know.
If
it's
I
really
find
bizarre.
Out, my audience is so pure and clean and lovable and innocent that I'm not worried about.
Nothing bad happens in those warehouses. They're all nice men that do nothing weird.
Yeah.
there's no weird hole cut into a box in the back corner with a bunch of stuffing that's just wet for some reason.
No, but I got to get, I'll get my progressive women to come out to your show.
Well, here's the thing. Well, sometimes women are even weirder. I had a woman come in the bathroom and she came all over me in the bathroom. No, in the meet and greet line after, she was like,
smell of sex and gas in the bathroom.
Like, I heard you poo. And I was like, what? She's like, I looked under the stall and I saw your boots and I knew it was you and I listened. Oh. And I was like, excuse me?
Oh my God.
Listen to my full shit. And she's like, I listened to the whole thing.
This is just you two in the bathroom?
Because it was, you know, sometimes the green rooms don't have a fucking bathroom.
Yeah.
So I had to take my big fat pre-show shit.
Right.
It's always fat. It's always fat. Never. No. Big log.
Well, you just should be happy it's not diarrhea.
No, no, no. It's diarrhea. But it's also.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Now, Vic was under the impression that women don't go number two.
No, I was actually there with the microphone. That was actually you.
That was, she sent in the sound. Yeah, she sent in the sound for you guys. Yeah.
Well, that's horrible.
No, it's weird. So I
bring guys. And how did you end that conversation?
I said, can you please leave the meet and greet line? No, I was really uncomfortable.
Oh my God.
Is this weird? I'm like, no, it's normal. Did you record it? And it's like your sleep sounds at night?
Yikes.
But
so
yeah,
now you're isolating yourself from your audience.
Yeah, so now I have to, and I have a boyfriend now that I have to keep advertising, and I thought that if I advertised it, people would leave me alone, but
what
I got
are you doing?
A DM last night.
Putting up billboards in Grand Rapids when you arrive? Billboards that I have a boyfriend?
Last night a guy DM'd me. I'll read it. This is the kind of fucking DMs I get.
Oh yeah, this is the stuff we want on the show,
folks.
Yeah.
Literally, this is, I woke up to this. I check my DMs. I check the other inboxes.
Of course. I don't.
Okay, got this one. I'd love to show you my cock, you sexy slut. That one's nice.
Hey guys, it's Jeremy.
Sent from Vic Bergen.
This one's good. Please marry me. I will eat your ass every night for the rest of your life. All we're talking about is having a gross ass, dude. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about shit. It's like, what's wrong?
What does
with
that
people?
Look like? 14 years into the relationship, by the way. Every night, Tuesday night, we just had sloppy joes for dinner. Last minute.
He's like, why did I promise this in the
every
vows?
Every fucking night. Every fucking night. All right, we're good.
He's just, so old.
Your ass is all chapped.
We're both in like a wheelchair. Again, with a wheelchair. I have to get out of my wheelchair. He's got to wheel over.
Oh, God.
Eat my ass.
Well, you delivered on the filth. Let me
you
tell
know
you
what?
That
much. I feel like I had to go even further than I normally do because it was such a hyped up experience.
No, this show, I'll tell you what, this show, I don't know what the audience is thinking right now. They like it. They can't.
Stop listening.
They have fun. They know this is that life is a, first of all, life is a joke.
Sucky, sucky.
Life is lovey, whatever. Mommy. Gives a shit. So let's talk about our bodies. Let's talk.
Yeah.
But as long as we're doing it with respect for the other people involved,
yeah, respectful. It's not
smart. Protest is yours. So anyway.
Anyways.
I love it.
Yeah.
We needed that jolt. We needed that kick in the ass.
It's the morning.
Yeah.
You gotta wake up.
Do you want me to do the penis thing?
Right now, we do have to get to this because we're gonna say thank you, Steph, and wish you all the best. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody here is going to do that one by one.
Okay,
Doug?
Okay.
Steph, thank you so much for coming on Office Hours. It was a real treat. Thanks for sharing your Instagram picture of your wheelchair picture.
Yes. Steph, thanks for being extra filthy with us today. Next time, come back and let's get filthier.
Okay. Wow.
Matt, anything?
Can't thank you enough for the filth.
Wow.
I thank you, of course. And pleasure to see you again. I hope I run into you again. I hope you're safe on the road during this holiday season.
Thank you.
Final thoughts from you?
Final thoughts.
Thanks.
Hey. thank each and every one of you individually
for having me
on.
I think that would be appropriate.
I had a great time. Great way to start the day.
You're on because you got an appointment.
I got an appointment.
I'm
getting my hair done. I gotta keep the mullet. You gotta keep the mullet
nice.
Fresh. Yeah.
God forbid you're late for that.
I can be late. That's why I said I wanted to be late. I said I want to stay longer, but now we've done the goodbyes. Now I have to go.
You have to go. And we have to do the world premiere of, the Beatles? Are familiar
I've
with the Beatles?
Heard of them a couple times.
Big rock group in the 60s.
Yeah, okay.
So what happened with them is big rock group in the 60s, broke up, had a lot of bad shit going on between them. Relationship stuff, business stuff, didn't get along, broke up. One of the guys in the group was assassinated.
Help!
JFK style.
Okay.
Big bang! Right in the street. Dead.
In the street?
1980.
Ringo Starr.
He was in the bed.
No.
He was
assassinated right in the street. No, he did a bed in for peace with his wife, Yoko.
You thought he died in bed?
Yeah, I thought it was a bed thing.
No.
I really don't know a lot
So he gets killed in 1980. That sort of dashes any hopes of any reunions.
Okay.
Full reunions. The other guitar player in the group, George Harrison, passes away 2001. Now we got Ringo Starr, the drummer, and Paul McCartney, singer and bass player, still alive.
Ringo Starr.
But they have this old demo that John Lennon made.
I'm lovable.
Before he was killed.
It's getting better.
Shot down in cold blood. And they use this AI. They use all this technology. They said, "Well, Beatles are back." They're going to take this demo from John. They're going to clean it up. They're going
to
play over it. Paul and Ringo playing drums and bass, singing. And now we have another song. The Beatles are back. This is apparently the last song the Beatles will ever put out.
It's just a bunch of frequencies.
So we're going to play that and be back with the Holy Trinity and many of your calls and get into all sorts of funny business. All right? Thank you, folks. Be back in a few. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Paul McCartney.
it's all welcome, my old partner. He's the guy over there on the guitar. He goes by the name John Lennon. Also, it's good to see my other guitar player back in the studio with us. It's George on the six-string plucking away. I love you, Mr. Harrison. Well, look over here, there's our drummer, whom I missed. We got Ringo Starr on the backbeat. Tum, 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 drum, drum, pom, 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 drum, pom, drum, drumming away. It's great to be back with my three friends now and then. It's good to have the Fab Four back together now and then. Now and then we have fun getting together. The boys get back together now and then. Now and then again and again now and then. Now and then we have fun getting together. We have fun getting together. We have fun getting together now. We have fun getting together now.
I'll be going to November, I'll be going to November, yeah. Tell my mama I'll be going to November, I'll be...
Hello all, this is Dr. Jordan Peterson. Young men are currently under attack. Thankfully, Office Hours has provided a safe haven for so many of us. And I am so touched by the budding beauty of the Holy Trinity and the offer they are willing to give to their loyal fans. With Office Hours Plus, you can get access to another full hour of the show every week, Tim's Saturday morning blog posts, The Joel Hole, and so much more exclusive content. And the best part is, if you go to patreon.com/officehours live right now, you can get your first 7 days absolutely free. Hell, you'd be a total moron to not give this a try. Listen, bucko, you better act now before the woke narcissistic psychopaths take us down. See you crying, my girl, I can't stay. I'll be on to November.